Exclusive: Ron DeSantis, Andrew Gillum won't disavow anti-Israel dream defenders because he is one of them. By Aaron Klein on October 28, 2018. Orlando, Florida. In the aftermath of the deadly shooting massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Florida gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis renewed his call for Democratic opponent Andrew Gillum to publicly disavow the Radical Dream Defenders organization. "He will not disavow them because this is who he is," stated DeSantis, speaking in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. "I mean, when they are saying he is part of the movement, they are not lying. He is one of them." The candidate not only called for Gillum to disavow Dream Defenders. DeSantis challenged his opponent to demand that the organization stop aiding Gillum's election efforts from the outside. DeSantis was referencing Gillum's close personal and professional relationship with Dream Defenders, an anti-patriotic, anti-capitalism, anti-military, anti-police organization that has engaged in activist efforts to promote the boycott of Israel. Gillum has talked about aiding the group's activism, signed the organization's pledge referencing an anti-police document, and has personally written in strong support of Dream Defenders and its co-founder, Philip Agnew. In turn, Agnew himself recently described the close working and personal relationship with Gillum and said he considers Gillum to be part of the movement. Dream Defenders Action Fund, the electoral and C4 nonprofit arm of Dream Defenders, was part of a progressive coalition that reportedly committed $3.5 million to help Gillum's campaign efforts. DeSantis stated that not only have a Dream Defenders endorsed him and they are helping him, but he endorsed them from the debate stage just a few months ago in the Democratic primaries. He did it unprompted. Indeed, Gillum was taped at a June debate saying that he is pleased and proud to have sneaked food to Dream Defenders activists during a 30-day sleep-in protest at the Florida State Capitol, referring to a 2013-month-long anti-gun protest in the wake of the Trayvon Martin shooting. "I hope you keep at it," Gillum said of Dream Defenders activists during a June event. "I would never accept an endorsement from a group whose mission was to boycott Israel," DeSantis told this reporter. "And I certainly wouldn't offer them my endorsement in any way, shape or form." "Dream Defenders' mission is deplorable across the board," DeSantis charged. Continued DeSantis. "And they actually sponsored trips to go to Israel, and they do these flash mobs and they protest Israel. It is really, really bad. That is just one of the things. They want to replace capitalism with principles that are so radical they would make Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro blush. And that is something that Gillum signed his name to. And I am just thinking to myself, the people who stormed the beaches of Normandy to defeat the Nazis, they were not bullies. They saved the world. And America's military has been a force for good. And yet for Dream Defenders, they think that America is a bully and that we need to radically reduce defense spending. So just across the board they are just so radical and just offensive, certainly to most people in Florida who are good." The Republican candidate's description of Dream Defenders is on point. Breitbart News reported that Dream Defenders organized a flash mob in Israel to officially endorse the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement against the Jewish state. In June, Gillum signed a Dream Defenders pledge that contained specific language stating, "I pledge my support to the Freedom Papers." The organization's Freedom Papers, in turn, exclaim that police and prisons have no place in justice. The Freedom Papers also advocate textbook socialist principles such as claiming that by virtue of being born, each of us has the absolute right to adequate food, shelter, clothing, water, health care, effective public transportation, dignified work, living wages. Breitbart News reported that in its official endorsement of Gillum, Dream Defenders said they see Gillum as by far the best candidate for our movement to engage with in pushing our revolutionary vision. Dream Defenders announced the politician's governorship would completely change the terrain on which our movement is fighting and the makeup of the Democratic Party itself. The endorsement advertised that Gillum's progressive platform for Florida creates much more favorable conditions for our movement and our people. In its endorsement of Gillum, Dream Defenders summarized the aims of its movement as no less than the replacement of the current state with a people-centered state, a clear euphemism for socialism. "Our vision for Florida, the Freedom Papers, is one where people-centered state replaces our current profit-centered one," Dream Defenders said. Dream Defenders announced that Gillum is the first politician that the group has endorsed in its six-year history. The radical organization said Gillum's platform is critical to altering the politics of Florida and making the state a model for progressive governance. Dream Defenders praised Gillum as the only non-millionaire or billionaire running for governor, leaving out that he is openly financially backed by billionaires George Soros and Tom Steyer. Dream Defenders reminisced about Gillum aiding the organization. "Andrew Gillum is by far the best candidate for our movement to engage with in pushing our revolutionary vision." In 2014, when Gillum was mayor of Tallahassee, the Dream Defenders shut down Tallahassee's annual Christmas parade to bring attention to police violence. "He didn't have us arrested. Instead, he opened the space for us talk, sick, to the crowd." As Breitbart News reported, a simple perusal of the website of Dream Defenders, the organization so feverishly championed by Gillum, evidences the group's open radicalism. "The organization calls for an end to disaster capitalism, rants against Independence Day and spreads malicious falsehoods about Israel." The main page boasts that Dream Defenders is building a powerful, deep, local organization and movement for freedom and liberation in Florida. A section on its website about July 4th urges supporters to acknowledge that the independence being commemorated has not been won for the people of this land. "Independence Day in America should be utilized to illuminate the immeasurable distances between U.S. citizens and the harm committed in our name around the world," the organization states. "What to the prisoner is the 4th of July?" Dream Defenders asks. "The indigenous people who were here before white settlers?" The anti-patriotic posting goes on to call for an end to disaster capitalism and the total abolition of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, while lamenting U.S. military aid to Israel. "The only future for us to survive within is one of demilitarization and an end to disaster capitalism, where money and weapons no longer get to crisscross borders with ease while black and brown children are held captive as collateral damage." In the U.S., thousands have rallied around the country demanding ICE be abolished and children be reunited with their families. Gillum previously posted a picture of himself on Facebook posing with Philip Agnew, the co-founder of Dream Defenders. "Ran into two rattlers today at CBC," reads Gillum's caption on the photo, dated September 25, 2014. "Could not be prouder of Philip Agnew and Commissioner Keon Hardiman." Gillum and Dream Defenders Agnew are so familiar with each other that while he was a city commissioner in Tallahassee, Gillum himself penned a glowing profile at the far-left alternate publication promoting Agnew and the activists' work founding Dream Defenders titled, "We Need More Philip Agnews." Gillum related. 7 years later, in response to the shooting of Florida teen Trayvon Martin, Agnew built on his past social justice experiences and connections to form the Dream Defenders, which helped bring national attention to the Martin case. From Governor Scott's office, the Dream Defenders pushed for a repeal of Florida's Stand Your Ground law and a special legislative session on racial profiling and the school-to-prison pipeline, among other demands. Following 31 days in the Capitol and a commitment from Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford to hold a hearing on the state's Stand Your Ground law, Agnew announced that the Dream Defenders would leave to refocus on civic engagement in their communities to amplify the need for reform. Dream Defenders, which continues to be led by young people of color, now has chapters on 9 college campuses in Florida and continues to highlight racial and social economic justice issues. Gillum, who would go on to become Tallahassee mayor, gushed in the March 2014 profile, "We must learn from the successes of young leaders like the Dream Defenders and recruit, train and connect thousands more local organizers and activists, particularly in underrepresented communities and regions of the country." Gillum and Agnew are both graduates of the Rockwood Leadership Institute, an Oakland, California-based training school for progressive revolutionaries that has spawned a list of activists who have gone on to become the who's who of the far-left leadership world, with many taking senior positions at organizations financed by billionaire George Soros. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.